Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I perceive as another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, as I like to say. MyPillow.com is where you need to go. MyPillow.com, you help Mike Lindell, you help Joe Messina, and you get some great product over there. And coming into holidays, it's time to get busy. Right? Use promo code Joe, MyPillow.com. You get 30 to 70% off of the products, depending on what you choose. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, slippers. I mean, towels. I like the towels. You know how he does that commercial where he takes the towels and he pours the water on them? He's like, get rid of these. Yeah, he's right. I'm serious. With his towels, you wipe yourself down. You're good. With the other towels, it's kind of like you're pushing the water around on your skin and on the floor. You know what I mean? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, real quick, maybe real slow, I don't know. But, you know, Dianne Feinstein passed away today at 90 years old. And I got a bunch of stuff to say about it. First of all, she should have been home with her grandkids at 90. All right? These people, they need to give up power. They get power hungry. They don't want to stop. They need to go. They need to let some young people in. And I mean that in all sincerity. I mean, again, we don't understand. You're not going to understand at 80 the issues that a 40-year-old is going through today with kids and food and family and all this other stuff. You're just not going to. That's why we need other people, younger people. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, God, go home, stay home. Sheila Jackson Lee, you know, I mean, we go through a whole list of these people. Go home. Right? I mean, Romney, who should have retired 20 years ago, but Romney, like, he's done. He knows he's done. He doesn't want the aggravation. Goodbye, see you later. Perfect. But Feinstein, at 90, you know, she did do a lot of great things. You think about recently the crap that she took when she praised, I don't know, I can't remember, was it Lindsey Graham? She praised Lindsey Graham for the way he held some of the hearings he had at the time. And how the Rabe Lab opened discussion, she gave him a hug, and the left tore her up, told her she needed to resign. Now, she might have been a whacktoid to some of you guys, but she had the civility and the mindset to go, hey, look, you know, we're all trying to, in their minds anyway, they're all trying to work towards the same thing. She gave the man a hug. She said some positive stuff about him, and her team didn't like it, which shows you where they're coming from, which shows you where they're at. And now Governor Nuisance has decided not to to give the job or to temporarily appoint somebody who's the best for the job. He's agreed to appoint a female or a black female. What if a black male's better? What if a black, what if a Hispanic male, a Hispanic female, a white male, white female? Shouldn't we be appointing who's the best person for the job? That's how ridiculous this is becoming. Now, Senator Feinstein, she led a bipartisan group of senators in passing legislation to increase fuel efficiency on cars. Okay, not a bad thing. Because some of these big companies, you know, they get a little too crazy, but some of the big companies won't do anything unless you poke them to do it. Right? And there's a lot that she went through to help. And when you think about, some of the, I can't think of that, what is it? Amber Alerts here in California. I don't know if they're countrywide, but in California we have something called an Amber Alert. Which now cuts the time down it takes for, you know, police departments, sheriff's departments, or what have you, or law enforcement agencies, I should say, able to hunt down and find somebody who may have kidnapped a child. The Amber Alerts here in California, we have the signs on the freeways and just off the freeways to let you know what's going down, you know, where there might be slowing down, that kind of stuff. But the Amber Alerts actually allow the state to put those on the signs, you know, on the freeway signs, right? And again, these are, she did some things that made me crazy. Some of the stuff she did with, you know, gun control and a few other things. But I don't even agree with anything the Republicans do. You still gotta consider that we aren't going to agree in everything. That's why you have the different parties. And that's why you have the different factions within the different parties. Matter of fact, I would have rather had her as Speaker of the House than Nancy Pelosi. Really. I mean, she was a champion. I don't know if you guys know some of the stuff that she did. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. She passed bills to criminalize border drug tunnels. Just beat that up until they went through with it. So they're not all bad. All right? Peace to her family. Got a lot to talk about on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Let's try it this way. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I just really appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Hey, Robert Kennedy Jr. is, I won't say he's teasing, but I think what he's done is, you know, he's lit the fuse to say, hey, you know what? you start playing fair, I'm going to have a field day with this. And if you lose, it'll be on your own. So he he's actually considering a run as a third-party candidate. Because, you know, first of all, he would love to debate Joe Biden, but they won't let him. They're afraid. You know, it's easy to debate Trump if you're Joe Biden. Right? They just get nasty with each other. That'll be the end of it. But there's no reason to get nasty with RFK. That's number one. Number two is RFK will call him. He already has called Biden out on many, many, many of his failed policies. So, again, running as an independent, I don't know what that does. I mean, he's 70 years old. Well, he's 69, sorry. Right? I mean, you think about the political dynasty that he represents. Many don't even know who his dad was. That's the sad part about some of these young people. Now, according to some people close to him, not this Tuesday, I think it's next Tuesday, he's going to announce that he's running as an independent. Now, you got Kennedy, Cornell West doesn't stand a chance, but, I mean, unless he gets a haircut, I don't know. All right, the Green Party, or any kind of nominee, right, backed by Noli, I don't think he needs to be backed in that light. I think he can get enough endorsements outside the party. I think he can get enough traction. Matter of fact, today, I'm not so sure the endorsements help you all that much. Because people are teed off with people, and you get endorsements from somebody that you know, half the community is against or doesn't believe that it really a truly Republican or a Democrat. Now, Kennedy made his name. I don't know. You know, he was an attorney, or still is an attorney. He made his name in the environmental world, right? So, when he started coming out, and they loved him then. I remember, they loved him. They're looking for his endorsements. They just loved this guy. Then, you know what happened? He got hit with the truth. And he started coming out against the vaccines. Now, it wasn't just COVID-19. I don't know if some of you know this. But really, seriously, he's been a vaccine, I'll say, skeptic. Now, he'll say he's not. He's been vaccinated. He's done. But what he has trouble with is the 30-plus vaccines, or however many they are, that your kids get when they're younger. Or have to get. He's not on board with them in any way, shape, manner, or form. His attitude, point blank, is you can't give a child that many, first of all, you can't give that many vaccines at one time, and number two is you need to make these vaccine companies responsible when they go sideways, when they're not working, for the testing. Have them truly look at what's going on in the vaccine world. To say they're totally safe is a lie. There's no chemical that's going to shove in your body that's totally safe for you, that will have absolutely no effect on the body. Yeah, go ahead. Argue with me on that one. Now, as the COVID-19 is the one that sent him over the top. The COVID-19 is the one that got him labeled as a nut job. Now, remember, pharmaceutical companies, $1 billion. They put all kinds of money in it. They are petrified by him. You know? I mean, seriously. Now, he's talked about the left is now tagging him as a conspiracy nut, right? Because he talked about the 9/11 attacks. Yeah, there was a conspiracy behind those, about his dad being shot, about his uncle being shot. And you can understand why. When you talk about these higher powers in there that are doing these kind of things, it's always been questionable as to how JFK got shot. Always been. I don't care who you are. Unless you're brain dead, you don't read anything, you don't pay attention, you don't do your own little homework. And with JFK Senior, you know, you don't have to be an expert in anything. I mean, come on. If you've ever handled a gun or a rifle, you know. You would have to, the shot that guy took, one shot that did that much damage is very questionable. All right, the CIA scared of Kennedy. the mafia probably could get to him. I'm not going to say they couldn't. There's just too much there for you to say it was a clean, you know, Harvey killing. This campaign has also been roiled by anti-Semitism scandal after Kennedy told reporters at a press dinner that COVID-19 was ethnically targeted at white people and black. He went on, Chinese people had a greater immunity. They're saying it was a false claim. It was embraced by neo-Nazi groups, condemned by scientists. Everything's condemned by scientists today. Especially if you want to know what scientists are going to buck the system, look at the ones that don't take federal money. I know, there's probably none. But Kennedy's remark, I mean, again, he shook a whole bunch of people up with that. Anyway. I mean, polling has shown that Kennedy is performing relatively well against Biden. Really well, actually. The incumbent president, you know, the Democrat primary, all of this will be overshadowed by Kennedy if he throws his name in the ring. Now, Biden aides and consultants, their worry is the possible impact of third-party candidates. You know, go back to the days of, who was it? Was it Clinton? Bush? Come on, you guys in the chat room. Who was that little guy with the big ears, right? I run this whole country out of my checkbook in my back pocket. Yeah, there you go. I can't remember his name. But he was a spoiler. HW would have got in again if it wasn't for him. The polling shows widespread concerns, including among Democrats, that at 80, Biden's too old to serve. Right? All the electrons aren't working properly. And all the charges that may come up against him. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The likelihood of a government shutdown is on the rise. Today, the House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. The news of California Senator Dianne Feinstein's death hit hard at the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly. And so will Jill and I.
Feinstein served in the Senate for 30 years. The United Auto Workers Union set to strike at two additional facilities. President Sean Fain announced today that due to a standstill in negotiations, employees at the GM Delta Township plant near Lansing, Michigan, and the Ford Chicago Assembly plant will also be walking off the job. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Will anything really help? Joe Bazin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Best way we can win. Talking about how Kennedy, RFK Jr., is going to run as an independent. I can't see him staying with the Democrats. I mean, he truly is disappointed with the way they're running, what they're doing. Again, he's no saint either. I got that. Some of you think that I'm holding him up in high esteem. But look, he's got to think about it. Almost every Democrat you know that's been elected to office follows the party line, right? Toes the party line, period. End of discussion. Not him, though. And he's been a lifelong, his family are all Democrats, been lifelong Democrats. Right? They, at one point in this country, when you thought Democrat, it was synonymous with Kennedy. Now he's saying, where is that party? He's saying what a lot of rank-and-file people say, and that's the scary part. Right? No debates? Really? That's not Democratic. Then he opened up about the Second Amendment, saying, hey, look, you cannot legislate the Second Amendment. Taking guns away from people is not going to stop gun crime. He said that. And yes, I do believe he believes it. I mean, you won't hear any other one say that, have you? Well, send me a link. Again. Now, Trump is only 3 years, I guess he's a little younger than Joe Biden. He acts like he's 12 years, 15 years younger. Look, my pastor, who passed away like a year or two ago, was in his 80s. All right? And I got to tell you, the man it's in his late 70s probably moved around better than I did. Whatever. He's one of those guys. You looked at a musician, you just didn't believe for a minute that he was as old as he said he was. But they always like to throw up that, you know, Trump had 91 criminal charges he's facing. Including election subversion. Yeah, okay, whatever. I mean, people are so concerned about that, which is why I love when the news sources do it, that he gets a bump every time he gets charged with one of these things. Right? Now, Steve Bannon comes out with this long, you know, hey, you know what? Yeah, he should run against Biden, and that's the best thing that's going to happen. He should be an independent. He should teach. No, he's not doing it for that. He doesn't care. Bannon doesn't care about any of that crud. He knows that if Junior or Kennedy does a good enough job, he's going to take enough votes away from Biden to pretty much hand it to Trump. Matter of fact, if he gets in, I believe, my own personal opinion, is if he gets in, they won't be able to cheat. It's easy to cheat with the two. It's going to be really tough with three. Just my own personal opinion. Think of the amount of coordination it's going to take. Anyway, you know, I don't want violence, so don't take this the wrong way. But I think this time, we should have thousands of people around every one of these counting centers. I think you guys should block the warehouse, not allow these ballots to come in at 3 o'clock in the morning. I think if they start to put cardboard up in the windows, I think you should rush those places. Don't get close. Don't give them a reason. But line the inside of the place. Just stand there and stare at them and watch them from inside. Don't let them lock you out. No joke. What they did last time around was they're the ones, even if they did everything legally, above board, and every ballot was exactly right. By putting those things up in the windows, by not allowing them to watch the counts, by not being able to explain why they were, after they shut down, they were pulling ballots out from under the machines, and even some video that we have showing that they actually counted some of those ballots two and three times. They brought this on themselves. Now, Greg Gutfeld, if you guys recall, because I know a lot of you guys listen to him as well, even encouraged him to run as a third-party candidate. But Gutfeld thinks he would win. I don't think so. Because even if Kennedy pulls a lot of the votes, he's not going to pull enough to overcome. That's what I believe. It would be bad for Biden, though. Right? Anyway, and they're right. I mean, one writer says that if he runs, and he runs as an independent, he's gonna draw more votes away from a candidate that he most resembles or lines up with. But I gotta say, you know, nowadays, does the Democrat Party really line up with the Democrat Party? Yeah, let that sink in for a second. Right? Now, some people, you know, thinking about guys like Elon Musk and Rupert Murdoch and others that have a real hold on the media, on the information we get and how we get it. And I do agree with them to a point. How many of you saw the, raise your hand so I can see you, right? How many of you saw the Elon Musk, live video from the border? And I think it was a great move. It was a great move because, frankly, he got millions and millions of views. More views than it wouldn't matter what CNN did or didn't do. Right? I mean, guys like Musk are running circles around them when it comes to getting information out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I mean, there's murmuring. I don't know how true some of this stuff is. I read reports just like you do. I look for them in several places, and not from the same publishers. You know, there are publishers out there that own several publications that you don't know about, whether they're mostly email information and or websites. But it seems that there's been conversations with some of the consultants for Joey B. from O'Biden himself. I mean, Obama himself. Right? He's warning them about how strong a challenger that Donald Trump will be in their second election battle. Now, that's why they're hoping that Trump gets enough on him that Republicans will not vote him in the primary. I'm going to tell you what, and I've been wrong before, so you take it for what it's worth. Trump is going to run away with the nomination. Seriously. Now, polling show right now shows that Trump and Biden closely match for a second presidential contest. Depending on the poll you look at, there's in some cases 8-9, 10-point lead. The only one that shows them close is the Rasmussen poll, and that's kind of wonky. I don't get how they're so much different than the others. According to some inside leak, we don't get those that often. Obama was talking to also to Biden at one point, said he would do all he could do to help the president get reelected. But you need to pay attention. You cannot brush off Trump easily this time. Not going to work. Now everybody's screaming, well, look at, depending on how you look at it, he's got between 70 and 90 charges against Trump. And how is he gonna overcome these? I'm telling you, this is gonna have to be an appeal fest. That's the best way to put it. And he's got the money to pull it off. And frankly, if Elon Musk really believes what he says he believes, he needs to jump in and help out with that money. Really, if you truly don't want to see this republic die, if you really want to see the Constitution play out the way it's supposed to, nowadays it takes money. It was never meant to be that. Money was never meant to be such an influencer in these elections. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash. If you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Chosen, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being a part of the solution, paying attention to what's going on. No, I know you guys do, because you even correct me when I screw up, so it's good. Anyway, you know, articles all over the place about who beat who by what in the 2020 election. And this article in particular calls it 7 million, that Trump lost by 7 million ballots. There are others that say 3 million. And never take into account, states now, or have, stepped up and said, hey, like, what was it, Wisconsin? One of those states said that, you know, we got back 72,000 more ballots than we sent out. Why didn't anybody say anything then? Well, we know why. Just whatever. Right? You've got ballots all across the country that went out. You have counties that more people voted than actually live in the county. And the Dems seem to be not even interested. And they keep saying it's not true when in statement of fact, it is true. So, again, go back to paper ballots. What would be so hard? Go back to paper ballots and ID. Right? You want to give these illegals, you want to give these lawbreakers an ID? Good. Give them an ID. I'm okay with that. No, seriously. This way then we can track and know where you're at. Only your ID in every state says right across the top. I would put illegal, but they won't let us, right? Undocumented. There's no question then. Then you don't get to vote, period. You show the ID, great, we know who you are, but it says right there, you can't vote. Right? Motor voter was the beginning of a terrible, stupid, bad. We really need a convention of states to come up with a way to make sure, or to ensure, that these elections are solid. You need 38 states to pass this right now. That's why, my God, if we get a windfall this time around, one can only hope this would be at the top of my, if I was the Speaker of the House, this would be at the top of my list. I would do a tour of the country to the Republican houses and say, look, it is time for revision to the Constitution. The Constitution itself, the Declaration, even speak to those things. Right? You know, believe it or not, but the Constitution, the Convention of States, was the last thing somebody thought about. Really, maybe I'll play the story some night. It's about 10 minutes long. But Rick Green explaining how just before it all got signed and set out, it was, wait a minute. If the federal portion of this decide to take on too much power, and they end up using the courts, and they end up using the federal legislature, how do we take back the country? How do we take back the power? Oh, the states can do it. And that's when they came up with the Convention of States. And the Supreme Court can't stop it. Congress can't stop it. But they probably don't know that. They're so constitutionally illiterate that the Democrats really believe that they can either get rid of SCOTUS or put them under thumb with laws. No. No understanding whatsoever of the separation of powers. Unless they're in power, and then it'll remind you of what the separation of power is all about. Again, it's just amazing to me, over and over and over again. So, the Biden-Obama relationship, I guess it's the subject of all kinds of speculation. You know, I remember doing stories way back when that Obama didn't want him to run for office. And it wasn't out in the public all over the place. This was, you know, from Democrats that I know that were in different levels of government. Now, Biden crashed and burned in primary, what was it, in 88 and in 08, right? They'd like to lightheartedly say, you know, he crashed and burned and he didn't make it. No, he was pegged as a plagiarist, right? He was pegged as somebody who couldn't tell the truth. Like all of a sudden in 2020, he had this Jesus moment. Yeah, no. Anyway, it's just amazing to me. Now, why, you know, these are stupid little things that you see and you go, why would Obama pick Biden? Was it planned that far back? In 2020, Biden sought to become the oldest ever president via a campaign based on a need to save the soul of the nation by a soulless man. Now, I know we all have souls, but really, seriously, when you think about what that man has done through his whole career, I got to tell you something. You Dems that are suffering through this and you're trying to blame us and others, you deserve this. You've known him for years. You knew he was a racist. You've heard the comments he said about black people. And you still voted for him. How am I supposed to feel bad for you? Really? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm back to the point now where New York, you get what you deserve. And California, you got what you deserve. You keep Newsom in there. You keep bringing guys back like Gascon, the DA. That even recently in Los Angeles County, in North Los Angeles County, a cop was ambushed and shot in the head by scum. And Gascon refuses to go for the death penalty. Right? But you people keep voting him back in. And those of you who keep voting him in and keep screaming about the crime, are you really that stupid? No, ignorant, dull, whatever. Pick a word. I don't care. Use anyone you want to. But you keep voting them back in. So, knowing what's going on, complaining about the crime, and then voting him back in, you've got some real mental deficiencies. Yeah, you heard me. Anyway. It's, again, over and over and over again. This stuff never stops. Look what you did in Chicago. You actually made it worse. And this guy's so drunk, he thinks that he's the first black person to be elected mayor of Chicago. Well, what was his predecessor before him? Just dirty? Needed to take a bath or a shower or something? She was black. They're just so unaware of their surroundings. It's almost scary, frankly. Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. All right. Let's see if I can get this one out pretty quick. Socialist students at the University of Minnesota, they're going out of their minds right now. Yeah, maybe they're already out of their minds. I don't know. You know why? Because Justice Amy Coney Barrett is going to be at their school to speak. And we can't have that. We can't have a woman. Think about this. These are Democrats. We can't have a woman who's got 7 children, who has a career, an esteemed career in law, right, who has pushed through all these barriers in many cases that were dominated by men, shattered many glass ceilings on her own. But we can't have her speak. Progressive students can't. You would think they would hold her up as a goddess. She falls right in to the narrative that she doesn't need a man. She has a career, a family, a home. She's financially well off. She's well respected in the legal world. Oh, she's a conservative. Yeah, no, she's scum. You see what they've done to these kids? And you guys who keep sending your kids to these colleges? All I got to say is shame on you. You deserve what you get, too, in the outcome. All right, take the weekend. Relax. Breathe deep. Come on back Monday. I got a lot to irritate you about. I got stories I haven't even got to yet. God bless, guys. Be safe. Have a great weekend.